WJTL, that's Mercy Me. Make it well. Hi, good morning to you. It's 7:19.
Weather-wise, there is a code orange in air quality today for you to be aware, and a dense fog alert through 9 a.m. as well. Today, we're seeing cloudy skies. Afternoon rain is likely, and that high is up to about 43. Tonight, we're seeing clouds and rain with a low dropping down to 37. Friday, tomorrow is mostly cloudy, rain early and high up to 48. Saturday, partly sunny, high of 48 as well. And Sunday is looking cloudy with rain, possible snow, highs are up to 39. Right now in Mannheim, we are sitting at 35 degrees.
This morning, our special guest, our friend Nate Long, is here. Nate is the head of school at Lancaster County Christian School. Nate, good morning again to you.
Good morning again.
Love having you here. Tell us about the mission that you have at Lancaster County Christian School.
Yeah, and the mission is really what rallies all of us together and is our calling as a school. But LCCS exists to glorify God as a community of faith and learning dedicated to forming disciples of Jesus Christ. So that's who we are. We partner with families in that discipleship process, and that really encapsulates our why to showing up every day.
And remind everybody where you're located.
We're located on Route 23, just east of Lancaster City, so about 4 minutes off of Route 30 from the city.
And you have every school age child there, from what to what?
From preschool age 3 all the way up through seniors in high school.
Amazing. And there's a lot of extracurricular activities. I know you coach basketball, you're teaching entrepreneurship, but beyond that, there's a lot of stuff going on at the school. Tell us about some of the extra opportunities for your students.
Yeah, one of our goals as a school is to help our students identify their unique giftings and callings. Extracurriculars are a big part of that. So we have a really robust athletic department for our students, and that starts even in elementary school or lower school with our LCAL program, which is our youth sports league, which is open to the community. We have soccer in the fall, basketball in the winter, volleyball in the spring for that program. And then we have full list of middle school sports, high school sports. Our boys soccer team had a really successful season this fall. It was really exciting to see them compete and have a great season. And we just finished up basketball season, and now we're headed into baseball and track and field, and for the first time ever, a girls flag football club team.
Whoa, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Flag football is really growing.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. How about from the music side of things?
Yeah, the arts are another area that we really want to invest in. And so actually, coming up this spring, our theater department, their spring musical is the Newsies Junior.
Fun.
So that'll be the first weekend in May. So you can go on our website and find tickets to that and come support our students. We did have a fall play this year as well. And we continue to invest in that. We have theater electives throughout the school year. We have after-school theater clubs. We have summer camps that in all of these areas as well. And the arts is really a big part of our innovation academies. So four areas that we feel, doesn't matter what vocation you go into in life, it'll fall into one of these four buckets. So the arts, STEM, entrepreneurship, and then leadership and service. So we integrate those throughout our school day from lower school all the way up through middle and upper school, giving our students a chance to kind of dip their toes in and experience some of their passions and pursuits. Really, we want them to explore and then discover and then pursue what God's called them to in life so that they can impact the kingdom after they graduate from LCCS.
It's that time of year when parents are thinking about next year. How can folks come out and visit and find out if it's a good fit for them?
Yeah, we'd love to have you come out and visit us any day of the week. You can contact us at admissions@lccs.cc. Just send an email, or you can call us at 717-556-0711. Mrs. Amber Fidler is our admissions coordinator. She would love to set up a time to have you come and tour the building. We'd love to walk you around so you can see our community in action, hear about our models of education, our university model, our traditional model, and how those may impact your family. And we can maybe partner with you in the discipleship process of your children.
And Lancaster County Christian School is growing. You guys are looking to expand. You're doing a fundraiser. How can our listeners be involved in supporting what you're doing?
Yeah, we're in the middle of an expansion project capital campaign, our Heart of a Lion campaign. So we are looking to add 15 classrooms, 3 big shops for our innovation academies, and a multipurpose cafeteria PE space. We hope to do that as soon as the end of the summer, early fall. we hope to break ground. But you can hear more about that at www.lccs.cc/heartofalion. And if you come in for a tour, we'd love to show you some renderings and drawings and how that may impact your students.
And when you reach that financial goal, maybe make sure it's warmer than 2 degrees so you don't have to sleep on the roof when it's so freezing cold.
Well, to be fair, it was a little warmer than 2 degrees, but it was well worth it. So if someone wants to come and donate $500,000 again, I'll sleep on the roof tomorrow.
Nice. Love it. Check it out online, lccs.cc. Nate, tell everybody we said hi back at Lancaster County Christian School. We love you guys. Thanks for being on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We love being there and listening to WJTL.
Awesome. Back to music we go with Tasha Layton. Thank You Isn't Enough on WJTL. Good morning.